At this time of year, many people hate going to the mailbox or checking their email. That's because the Christmas bills are starting to roll in. Hi, I'm Rob West. Yes, the holidays are behind us, but for many people, burgeoning credit card balances are just ahead. If you think you'll have trouble making those payments, Neely Simon is here with a plan to help you get out of debt. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we're always blessed to have Neely Simon on the program, especially this time of year when credit card statements come out. Neely is a certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. And Neely, it's wonderful to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's good to be here.
Neely, give us your take on where we are with credit card debt right now and why this may be an even bigger problem this year than in the past.
Well, it's unfortunate, but when people feel confident about the economy, some tend to rely on credit cards more. And then for others, it's not a choice. Rising costs due to inflation are forcing them to use their credit cards just to get by. Let me share some statistics with you.
Right.
Credit card debt has surpassed $1.16 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah, this marks a staggering 50% increase over the past 3.5 years. By 2024, the average credit card debt for those carrying unpaid balances has climbed to $7,200. The situation is serious because as it continues to grow, the financial worries intensify, which create fear and anxiety and a sense of helplessness, which we know does not come from God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we're in uncharted waters as far as credit card debt is concerned. But to solve a problem, sometimes you have to realize that you need help. So, Neely, how does someone know if they need to reach out for credit counseling?
Yeah, it's a good question. So if someone has an unpaid balance of more than $4,000 in credit card debt, or they're struggling to keep up with minimum payments, or maybe you even feel stuck because you're making payments with very little progress. If any of this sounds familiar and your debt is causing you stress or sleepless nights, I would encourage you to reach out to Christian credit counselors and explore your options. Help is available, and you don't have to face this alone.
That's right. And there's folks that really want to encourage you, pray with you, but help you get to a solution. Now,
yes.
I've said many times that I don't like debt settlement. I don't like debt consolidation. But what I do like is debt management, and that's the approach that Christian credit counselors take. So tell us how that works.
Sure. So we have pre-negotiated interest rates, terms, and conditions already in place with the creditors, which are going to enable us to lower your payments and your interest rates. We then snowball the accounts, which enables us to get you out of debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. Now, you have to keep in mind that the accounts you choose to enroll into the program will be closed, but you're not required to enroll all of your accounts. And then our interest rates are going to range in between 1 and 12% APR, and they vary per creditor.
Okay.
Part of our free consultation also includes helping you create a budget if you don't have one. We'll help you understand how much disposable income you have and identify areas where you might be able to cut back.
That's great, Neely. I want to finish today with the biblical foundation for debt management, because I know Christian Credit Counselors is really focused on encouraging God's people and giving a biblical approach. Share that with us.
Sure. So the Bible teaches us that managing debt wisely is a way for us to honor God and experience personal freedom, living a life of generosity and service to others. Mm-hmm. A debt management plan can help you achieve financial well-being while staying true to your values by ensuring you honor your debts fully. Mm-hmm. Romans 13, 7 and 8 encourages Christians to fulfill their financial responsibilities. Give to everyone what you owe them. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another.
Yeah, that's well said, Neely, and a great place for us to finish today. Now, if someone wants to learn more, how can they get more information?
Sure. You can visit our website at christiancreditcounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. Remember, our consultation is free. There's no commitment, and our goal is simply to educate you on your options.
Folks, this is my preferred way for you to get out of debt. Not debt settlement, not debt consolidation, but debt management. And ChristianCreditCounselors.org is the place to go. Neely, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
That's Neely Simon, certified credit counselor with Christian Credit Counselors, an underwriter of this program. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. There are people out there who are willing to drop anything to help someone in need. Even if it's inconvenient, they're there to help, whether it be through a meal or driving them to the church or to the doctor. And when a Christian does that, they're actually serving Jesus. That's what Jesus tells us in the parable of the sheep and the goats. In Matthew 25, the king says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." So before we're tempted to ignore one of the least of these, let's remember, when we're serving them, according to Jesus, we're doing a mighty service for the King of Kings. And you and I will see Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional today. Just visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Let's think about what God has done. I would wager that his top news story is still that the free salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ is available to all. I wager that will be the top news story until that salvation is no longer available. You will have made your decision for eternity. He doesn't ask us to do anything he won't, and then he does above what we can possibly do.
Hear Todd Herman on A Disciple's View, weekdays 12 p.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Great to have Neely here today. I'll tell you, the growing credit card debt is a real challenge, and especially this time of year with a lot of folks coming off of Christmas, getting those bills, wondering how they're going to pay that debt. 30% of folks who borrowed for Christmas last year were still paying for it 12 months later, and we don't want that to be the case again this year. Now, we do know that credit card debt, as Neely said, is at all-time highs, $1.16 trillion owed, and that's incredible, a 50% increase over the last 3.5 years. So we need to get on top of this. My preferred way to do it is just what she talked about, and that is debt management, not debt consolidation, where you take out a new loan and replace the old loan. Even if you're at a lower interest rate, two problems. One, you don't typically solve the underlying issue that led to the debt because you take the pressure off. And so if you're spending beyond your means, lifestyle spending being the primary driver of credit card debt, you just don't resolve it. So you end up 6 months later on average with the same credit card debt coming back, but now you've got the consolidation loan on top of it. And often the payback period is slower. So even at the lower interest rate, you still, in many cases, pay more in interest. The second approach some folks take is what's called debt settlement, where they'll ask you to stop making payments, get into a default status so they can negotiate on your behalf and get you a reduced payoff. I don't like that at all. Number one, there's a lot of bad actors in that space. They're not all bad actors, but there are plenty of them. Number two, it trashes your credit report. And three, I just think as Christ followers, we need to be honoring our obligations. So let's do it in a way where there's an existing program in place. That's debt management. They can slide you into one of these programs. The account will be suspended while you're in it, but you're going to see a lower interest rate. On average, somewhere between 0 and 8%, could go as high as 12, but certainly not 20 to 25, where a lot of these are, some up at 30% now. So we want to get you into one of these programs, get your much larger percentage of your monthly payment going to principal reduction. The combination of that lower interest rate, a level payment, it's not decreasing as the balance comes down, it's level. That's going to help you pay it off 80% faster. Again, ChristianCreditCounselors.org is the place to go. All right, we're going to dive into your questions here in just a moment. The calls are coming in. We do have some lines open. So if you have a financial question today, give us a call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Before we head to the phones, in the news today, if you've received your first paycheck in the new year, you may have been surprised that it was slightly bigger. That's because tax brackets are tied to inflation. In October, the IRS announced that federal income tax brackets for 2025 would increase about 2.8%, or about a half of last year's increase. Well, that modest bracket increase is another reflection that inflation is cooling down. At least that's what some estimates and analysts are saying. Still, most workers will see a slight increase in their take-home pay as a result. If your wages stay the same, they'll end up on a lower rung, or at least a portion of them, on a lower rung of the income ladder when the brackets increase. Now, we suggest not looking at this increase, if you have one, as found money, because it represents inflation. You probably need to add those dollars back into your budget somewhere just to compensate for higher prices. By the way, that assumes you have a budget. If you don't, this is a great time to set one up as we're kicking off a new year. Just check out the FaithFi app. It could help you do just that as you use the digital envelope system in a simple, beautiful interface right there in the palm of your hand, so you know at any point during the month, what do we have left in each of our envelopes. You can check it out at FaithFi.com. Just click app, or just head straight to your app store, Google Play, Apple, search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance. You can download it today. And we have a new version coming out here in the next few weeks with new onboarding tools and better integration of the content. But that digital envelope system that our team works on every day, I think, is best of class. Check it out today. Again, faithfi.com. All right, we're ready to dive into your questions today. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin in New York. Doug, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rob. Always a pleasure to speak with you and enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I got a couple questions on cryptocurrencies. I was hoping you could explain what Bitcoin and XRP are. Are they tangible? How volatile and risky are they? And then why are there so many new types starting up?
Yeah. It's a great question, and this is a misunderstood area of the market, just as it's growing so rapidly. Let me just kind of back up and give you a little historical perspective here. I think this will help for a lot of folks that are just hearing more and more about it in terms of the broad topic of cryptocurrency. It's really, you can think of it as a new form of computing technology. So think about in context how we got personal computers in the 80s and the internet in the 90s, and then mobile computing on our phones, following that. And, as we see these new technologies come into being, and that would certainly be the case here, crypto is potentially the next evolution in this sequence. The primary focus of crypto, at least at this point, is creating a new digital financial system. It's bigger than just trying to come up with a new form of money, but since everyone's familiar with money, that's a good place to dig in. And that's where Bitcoin enters the story and kicks off the crypto era, if you will. So in 2008, an anonymous white paper was released that outlined a new digital currency, Bitcoin. The vision was a peer-to-peer currency outside of any government control. Now, somewhat amazingly, the entire white paper was only 9 pages long. Anyone can download it and read it. Needless to say, this Bitcoin idea has captured the imagination of millions. So besides being a decentralized and outside of government control, it checks all the boxes of functional money. So if you remember from economics class, durability, portability, scarcity, divisibility, and so forth and so on. Now, importantly, and in direct contrast to the inflationary monetary policies we're seeing around the world, certainly more so in the last few years, even though it's cooled now, it was designed from the beginning, Doug, to be sound money. So unlike government currencies, which are constantly being devalued by printing more, there's a fixed cap of 21 million bitcoins that can ever be produced. And so it has a lot of the same sound money appeals that have long attracted people to gold. And that's why it's often described as digital gold. Now, the value has raced ahead at an astonishing pace. And, you know, that's in large part because it's, you know, grabbing hold. We're seeing the regulators, you know, get comfortable with it. We've even seen, it's been talked about quite a bit from President Trump and obviously embraced in many ways. And so I think as a result of that, we're going to continue to see it it move higher. But I will say as an investment, it's something that you need to be careful on because, you know, it really fits into that category of the most speculative type of investment because it's going to be highly volatile. The price is going to move rapidly up and down. So I would say for that speculative portion of your portfolio, for a more sophisticated investor, I'd still leave that at no more than 10% of your investment allocation. And if you're somebody who's kind of early in your investments, I'd probably say it doesn't even belong there at all. Now, I want to get your questions and unpack this further. I've got to take a break, so we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
This weekend on The Stand Radio, we'll talk with Dr. E. Calvin Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance about the population control movement and the problem of underpopulation.
Having plenty of children is itself an expression of faith that God has a future for this world and for the church of which I am a part.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions. Lines are open, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Doug in New York. He's wondering, well, what's going on with these cryptocurrencies? What is Bitcoin? And what about the new ones that are coming out? So why so many of them? And Doug, I was giving you a bit of a history and a background on crypto, the space, also Bitcoin. You asked about XRP, and that's one of the newer ones that has come out. They each have kind of their own niche focus. So XRP's focus has been around cross-border payments, fast and low cost. And so it's using the blockchain technology, but it's really focused on this idea of facilitating global payments and financial transactions. So it's kind of a bridge currency, if you will, for transferring value between different fiat currencies. So maybe from the U.S. dollar to the euro or something like that. It's low cost, so it's been pretty appealing. It's very scalable and it's fast. These transactions are usually settled in just a few seconds. There has been some issues with it. And so that's where, again, as they work out the regulatory challenges in the case of XRP, the founder of it, the creator of it, Ripple, has faced some legal challenges, and they've had some issues with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, highly volatile. And one of the arguments or the criticisms of it is that the creator of this particular one holds about 50% of the total supply, which creates concerns around market manipulation. So again, you know, all of these have to be, you have to look at them in the most speculative portion of your portfolio. Bottom line is, why are there so many of these being created? I think it's a mix of innovation, opportunity, and I'll say hype. Innovation in that, they're easy to create. And so simple to launch. They're solving problems because they're addressing certain niches and needs out there. We're having tech advancements, which is making, using and creating cryptos faster and cheaper. And then there's just a lot of momentum because it's new and it's exciting, and people are watching what's happening with the price of Bitcoin and, anything kind of in the crypto space that's coming out. People want to be quick to get in on the front end. But obviously, I've thrown a lot at you there, Doug. Is that helpful at all?
Yeah, a lot of good information. One last thought I had, is it complicated to pay tax on any gains when you're investing?
On a crypto investment?
Correct.
Yeah. You would pay it, a capital gain on it, just like anything else. So, it depends on the type of investment and how long you hold it, but it would be considered a capital gain. So short term, held less than a year, would be taxed as ordinary income. And then long term, held over a year, would be taxed at the lower capital gains rates, usually 15%, but it could be 0, 15, or 20.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so just like a stock.
Helpful information. Yeah, a lot of helpful information, Rob. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Doug. Thanks for your call today, sir. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We'd love to get you on the program today with your financial questions. Let's head to Vermont. Elizabeth, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, it's good to be able to ask these questions. I'm a neophyte about this, but I'm trying to do some research for a friend. It's about a platform system that promises cash back when you enter into this platform. You can use a credit card for a number of businesses and you will get cash back like you do, for example, at Costco. You use that, you buy your groceries or your gas, and you get cash back once a year. But this is for many businesses and that you get cash back. It's some kind of a platform. And my question is this a scam? Is this a pyramid system? I know I won't be mentioning the websites I've been looking at, but it when I someone has asked me about this, I've gotten leery about what this is.
Yeah.
I hope I'm
No, that's helpful, and we don't need to mention the specific ones. So you're not talking about a credit card specifically that's offering cash back. You're talking about one of the other platforms, a website that's promising this. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Because I think, you know, as long as we use credit cards responsibly, I think, you know, that can be a great opportunity as we're using them for budgeted items. We pay it off in full, you know, no reason in my view not to get cash back. I think what you're probably talking about is one of the cash back platforms that we find online. So there's Rakuten and Honey and Ibotta and, you know, all these others. And essentially what's going on with these is they're incentivizing spending through specific channels, and it benefits both the consumer and the participating business. So here's how it works. You know, they form partnerships with the retailers, and they partner with the stores and the brands to drive customer traffic. The retailers then pay the platform a commission for the sales, and the platform shares a portion of that commission with you as cash back. So you shop through the platform's website or app, in the case of Rakuten and Honey, two of the biggest ones, and then or you link your credit card or debit card to the platform, and then the cash back is tracked automatically. Or in some cases, you can get like a browser extension. So like Capital One has Capital One Shopping, and they remind you to activate the cash back when you're shopping online. And then the rewards are usually redeemed via bank transfer or maybe PayPal or something like that. So as long as you do a review on what it is and you're going with one of the more reputable ones, I wouldn't say, you know, it's a pyramid scheme by any means. I mean, these are legitimate. And so take, you know, one of the biggest is Rakuten. They offer cash back on online purchases from thousands of retailers as long as you use the either the website or the app or you activate the browser extension. I think the key, though, is the biggest problem with these is just spending that you wouldn't have otherwise done. So it just incents you to kind of get out there and feel better about spending money, often either money you don't have or things that you don't need. And that would be my concern, more so than it being a pyramid scheme that it's just going to incentivize you to spend. Now, I want to get your thoughts on all this. Let's do that after the break. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Empty stomachs, waterborne illnesses, hopelessness. These are harsh realities for impoverished African children, but you can make a difference. Join with Cross International to share the love of Jesus with a child in critical need today. Each gift of $62 provides a child with life-saving resources. Give now at crossinternational.org/faith or 866-843-9500 and help kids go from barely surviving to thriving.
You can't sit this election out. I know a lot of Christians do. This is true that God is sovereign. I tell you that all the time. But they fancy that somehow that is separate from their personal responsibility. We are His hands and feet. And so that's why we have to do what's right. The Bible says to him that knoweth to do good and just doesn't do it, to him it is sin.
Sandy Rios 24/7 with your host, Sandy Rios. Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Are you overwhelmed by financial fear and anxiety? You're not alone. At FaithFi, we hear it every day. People weighed down by worries related to wealth and money. but financial anxiety isn't about the size of your bank account. It's about the condition of your heart. That's why we've created Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional that'll help you find peace through Jesus's teachings. Replace your financial anxiety with peace today. Visit faithfi.com/sparrows and start your journey today.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Whatever's on your mind today, call right now. We've got lines open, and we'd love to hear from you, address your specific financial question, whether it's living on a budget, paying down debt, maybe it's investing for the future, or even getting that credit score up, whatever it might be. Lines are open again, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Elizabeth. She's got some friends that are asking about these new financial platforms, these websites and apps that offer cash back for all sorts of different purchases. She's leery, feeling like it could be a pyramid scheme, and wanted our take. And Elizabeth, I shared with you my thoughts on it. Is that helpful, though?
We both do that. She makes me laugh, and yeah.
Tell me, though, about the spending platforms. Did that clear up what it is you were wondering?
They must be talking to somebody else.
Okay, so I don't think she's hearing us. But what I was sharing with Elizabeth was that these popular cashback platforms can be helpful. The key is, let's just be careful that we're not spending money that we don't have or don't have allocated in our budget, because that's where these can really be dangerous. Elizabeth, call back anytime. Let us know how we can serve you further. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You know, one of the questions we get often on this program, it's as I've looked back over the last couple of years at the podcast that had the most number of streams from Faith and Finance, it was around this question. It was the question, should I lend to family and friends? And, you know, this is something that comes up often, and we actually address it in our new publication. By the way, the first edition of our new publication here at FaithFi called Faithful Steward comes out in 2 weeks. We can't wait for you to get your hands on it. We'll send it automatically to our FaithFi partners. But we address this topic in the first issue. And, you know, here's the reality as you think about this. Money and relationships are a tricky combination. And I don't need to tell you that. You well know that. But when a family member or close friend asks to borrow some money, it really does put you in a difficult spot. You know, on one hand, you want to help someone you care about, but on the other, lending money can easily lead to strained relationships or hurt feelings. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, only three possible outcomes can take place. One is, if you don't lend the money, then the person could be upset. If you do lend the money and they don't repay it, you might feel upset. Or the third option, which doesn't happen very often, the borrower repays you and everyone is happy, but it seems like that outcome is rare because they're already struggling financially or they wouldn't ask in the first place. Now, what's clear is that the Bible encourages us to help those in need, even lending if necessary. So listen to Deuteronomy 15:8. Lend him sufficient for his need. Jesus says in Matthew 5:42, give to the one who begs from you and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. In 1 Timothy, it might even make you think you should always lend. It says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. However, Scripture reminds us to keep two things in mind. I think first, there must be a genuine need. And second, lending should help, not enable poor financial choices. So while we're called to be generous and compassionate, we're also called to be wise stewards of our resources, and supporting someone who refuses to contribute or manage their resources wisely may not always be the best way to help. So I think before you open your checkbook, we want to evaluate the situation. You know, lending money can sometimes be an easy way out that the borrower may not fully appreciate. So I would say here are the questions to ask as we wrap this up and we'll head back to the phones. Number one, can they realistically repay the loan? If they don't have the means, promises will fall short. Number two, can you afford to lose the money? If the loan jeopardizes your financial stability, it's better not to lend. Third question, can you help in other ways? For example, if they need money for car repairs, could you offer rides until they save up? And then fourth, can you make it a gift? You know, turning a loan into a gift might protect the relationship, but only if you can afford it, and it won't encourage more financial mismanagement. Now, if you do decide to lend, I would say always create a written agreement. You just want to manage expectations. You should outline, you know, the amount, the repayment schedule, any collateral, interest if applicable. A written agreement can prevent those misunderstandings. In the end, let me just finish with this. Lending money to family and friends is more than a financial decision. It's really a relational one at its core. So while Scripture encourages generosity, it also clearly calls for wisdom and discernment. So before you lend, take the time to assess the situation, weigh the risks, and consider alternative ways to help. And if you do choose to lend, put the relationship above the money. After all, no amount of money is worth damaging a relationship that God has placed in your life. And when you do it with prayer and wisdom, your decision whether to lend or not, I think can be a genuine reflection of God's love and faithfulness and be something that actually helps the relationship, not harms it in any way. These are the types of articles we deal with in our new Faithful Steward publication. By the way, if you'd like to be sure you get a copy when it goes out in the next 2 weeks, you can learn about becoming a FaithFi partner when you head to our website, faithfi.com. Just click Give. All right, let's head back to the phones. We're going to go to Texas. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I have been listening to Pirate Money on the AFR radio stations on Saturday, and they are talking about having a gold depository in states that allows people to buy gold and put it in the depository and then use a credit card for their spending. Can you address that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I mean, this is something we're seeing talked about more and more as there's just so much interest right now in the gold space. You know, we've got a lot of new opportunities coming out, you know, and it's in operation and it has reportedly about $1 billion in it. Which particular one did you read about or see?
I heard it on AFR on Saturday. It's a show called Pirate Money.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Yeah, and so I think as we look at this, we're going to continue to see more and more of these coming out. You know, the key would be that you understand what you're getting into. And you go with one, you know, that's reputable. And I would say, you know, if that's where you heard it, then I would say you've got a good source there, you know, as you look at that. And basically, you're using a credit card to purchase and store gold in a depository at the same time. So the credit card aspect of it makes it pretty convenient because you're making quick transactions without needing to transfer money or funds to set up complex payment systems. and then you can get the rewards or the cash back, and you can even establish credit at the same time, but with the backing of the gold. How much were you looking to put toward this? Did you have an idea?
Well, I was going to use some discretionary money, but do you purchase at the gold standard rate or do you purchase at the fiat rate?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let's do this. I've got to take a break. We'll jump into that right on the other side. Stay right there. Doc, coming your way as well.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the Giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are Giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls and questions here in our final segment today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Kathy in Texas. She's thinking of having a gold depository, and she heard about the one in Texas. And I would say the Texas Bullion Depository is state-run. It's a high-security facility for storing precious metals, including gold. It's the first state-administered bullion depository in the U.S., and, you know, their whole idea is to provide secure and private storage for individuals and businesses and others. So it's operated under the supervision of the Texas Comptroller's Office, which is a good thing because that provides trust and regulated storage. And you can either have allocated storage where it's segregated from others or pooled storage. But, you know, they have the security and it's private and confidential and accessible. Now, the Texas Bullion Depository, unless there's some other aspect of this that I'm not aware of, doesn't directly sell gold or facilitate, you know, purchases via credit card. And so you would buy it from a reputable dealer and then you would ship it directly to the depository and then open up an account and they would receive it and you'd pay for the storage fees. So you get the state-backed security, you get the privacy, you know, no federal involvement and accessibility, you know, which is really the feature there. In terms of the value of the gold, the value of your gold stored aligns with the spot price of gold, a fiat currency rate of any kind. And so that would be determined by the international markets and, of course, by the type of gold that you're storing. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, that helps. I think it's up to the state of Texas now to pass a law that would allow individuals to have credit card access to their gold. I just didn't know if it would, once that happened, if it would be at a gold standard that you'd be spending. So things would probably cost less than it would be if you had used the fiat currency of the United States.
Yes. And my, I would not be able to weigh in on that with confidence as to how that would work. I'm not aware of the pending legislation, if there is any, with regard to, you know, that being accessible by a credit card. I think perhaps the other program you mentioned would probably have more up-to-date information on that. I would suspect that if that were to be put in place, that it would be based on the spot price of gold. But that would be fascinating. So that's something we'll continue to look at and check out. But we appreciate your call today, Kathy. I think this is an exciting development, and clearly, it could boost Texas economic sovereignty and attract investors at the same time. And so I'm interested to see where this goes. May the Lord bless you. Thanks for being on the program today. Let's stay in Texas. Doc, how can I help you?
Good morning. Years ago, I had able to use Quicken to keep all my expenses by month, by category, which was a good spreadsheet. But I think nowadays you always have to buy a new Quicken each year when you get ready to keep up with your expenses. My eyesight's pretty bad now. I got macular degeneration, so it's caused me to have a little bit of problem with my computer. But there's any other way, simple way, other than envelope stuffing system to keep up with my expenses for gas, for water, food, yeah, electricity.
Yes, sir. Do you use a smartphone? I know you said you have some challenges with your eyesight, but are you able to use a smartphone?
Yeah, I've got my cell phone. You call it a smartphone. Yeah.
And then the other would be just a personal computer. The FaithFi app that we've created does have a free option, and it gives you the ability to, set up digital envelopes so you wouldn't actually have to stuff the physical envelopes. So essentially what would happen is, you could either manually handle it by, putting in your starting balance and whatever's in your checking account, and then you would manually fund each of your envelopes. And then as you spend out of those, you would, reduce what's in those envelopes. Or, with a small monthly charge, you could connect it directly to your bank or credit cards, and all those transactions would flow in automatically. So that would give you an option, either on your computer, and you could make the font as big as you want, or on your smartphone, to be able to, implement an envelope system, either free or paid, depending on your level of functionality, without having to keep up with those physical envelopes. And that might be a solution for you.
Computer, my wife has a better computer than I do. What would I set up on a computer for this system?
Yeah, let's do this. I'll have one of our team members reach out to you and walk you through it, and could get you set up. Okay. We can even provide the first 6 months of free access to it if you want to use the paid version to be able to download your transactions automatically. There is a free version as well if you just want to do that manually. But we can have someone, one of our certified Christian financial counselors, get on the phone with you, you and your wife, and help you come up with a system that's going to work for you. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that'd be excellent. I'm a big advocate of paying off the credit card each and every month.
Yes, sir.
22% interest, that gets crawls up pretty fast.
Yes, it does. And I'm seeing them now with as high as 29%. It's just unbelievable what's going on in that space. So yeah, we only want to use credit cards for budgeted items, so long as we understand that what we're spending, we've got the money there to pay it off. It can be very convenient. The moment you can't pay it off, then you need to cut them up and move on to something else. But let's do this, Doc. You stay right there on the line. We'll put you on hold. Our team will get your information, and we'll get one of our certified Christian financial counselors to get on the phone with you, talk through the various options for budgeting, and see if they can come up with a solution that'll work for you and your bride. All right?
Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
And you too, Doc. God bless you. You know, folks, as we think about putting a spending plan in place, one of the obstacles that a lot of folks face is they say, you know what, I just don't think I'll keep up with it, or it's going to be too restricting. And, you know, when we look at a budget, I mean, think about this. I mean, whether you're a multi-million dollar company, they operate on a budget, or you're somebody that's really struggling just to make ends meet, without a plan for your money, you're not going to end up at the destination you ultimately want to be at. That money is going to slip through your fingers. I guarantee you it's going to find its way to places that were not aligned with your intentions, your values, your priorities, your goals. Having a budget is really the only way you're going to do that. Now, the key, though, is once you have that understanding and maybe even take the step to fashion and formulate that budget in a way that balances and hopefully has something left over at the end of the month, some margin, it's no good unless you have a system that you're going to use to implement it. And that system needs to align with kind of how you're wired. You know, some of us want to be more hands-on and some want to be hands-off. Some are more detailed, and others are more high level. And so one of the things we did when we built the FaithFi app was we actually built into it three different options for how you can select how you manage your budget. One is just the track only, where you literally just allow the transactions to come in and you're just seeing where your money's going. And hopefully that's giving you some incentive to make some corrections along the way. The second is plan and track. So you create a budget and then you just track against it and you're just, again, kind of monitoring how things are going. The third is the full-blown envelope system where the money is not physically moving, but in the app it's moving from your funding account into each of your envelopes. Your transactions are coming in against that, reducing what's available in the envelope so that you have the ability to make decisions and course corrections throughout the month. And that's really key. What we don't want with a budget is to get to the end of the month and look back and say, well, how bad did we miss this month? All right, let's try it again. No, we need the information, which is power, to make the changes along the way. The only way we do that is if we have a system that allows us to control the flow of money in and out at any given time. So if you'd like to check it out today, we'd love to help get you onboarded and get that plan in place. And here's my experience is that when we can get our lifestyle spending under control and we can get that margin, not only does that contribute to, if you're married, a healthier marriage, because one of the keys to overcoming conflict in marriage over money is this idea of cushion or margin. That's what the studies say. So that's the first benefit. Second is, I think it could lead to more giving and generosity. If you found yourself unable to give at the level you desire, I would submit that among the various barriers, spiritual and vision and relational, is the financial. You know, just the lack of a plan is going to stand in the way for you to be able to give to a level you ultimately desire. And so what if this is the year you get that plan in place and you start that money date and you know, come together once a week or once a month with your spouse to make course corrections. And now we're being more intentional about where your money is ending up so that it truly aligns with your values and your priorities. And what if as a result of that, you're now able to be more generous in your giving, and you've got the money to be able to respond both systematically in terms of maybe you're looking to bump up your systematic giving 1% this year, but also spontaneously, you know, just as the Holy Spirit and the Lord leads. Maybe you're at church and you hear about a new giving opportunity, or there's a missionary passing through town. In the past, you've not been able to respond to that need. Well, what if this was the year where you could? Because now you're automatically putting money into an envelope that's available just for discretionary giving. Incredible opportunity for you today. Maybe this is the year that you take us up on that. If we can help in any way, be sure to let us know. Hey, let me say a big thanks to my team today. I certainly couldn't do this without them. Mr. Devin Patrick, our producer today, handling our phones today, Sandy Dickinson. I'm grateful for Jim Henry and his work to coordinate all of our content and provide me great research. Thank you as well for being here. May the Lord bless you and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. Until then, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.